Chasing Big Joe, SEC Media Days, Radio Row. Our coverage presented by Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. And excited about our next guest. I know, Joe, you're super excited about our next guest. Buck Ballou, 680 The Fan here in Atlanta. And also former quarterback of the Georgia Bulldogs, played professionally as well. Buck, how you doing?
Man, we're doing good. I just love this event and look forward to it every year, especially when it's here in Atlanta.
Oh, I'm sure you do with all that.
I know it's grown a lot over the years from the Winfrey Hotel in Birmingham to moving around and now here in Atlanta. But the Bulldogs will be center stage today. What's kind of your thoughts on Gunnar Stockton and what he's going to have to inherit? We kind of saw him last year, but now he's the guy for Kirby.
Yeah, look, I'm not one that's going to sit around and criticize Kirby Smart with the success that he's enjoyed at Georgia. But I thought one mistake that they made a year ago was not finding Gunnar Stockton some playing time. And I know there are a lot of close games. Some really heated, big-time games they were playing in last season. But I think that's exactly the time the backup quarterback needs to touch it and feel it and get a little playing time. And it showed up at the end of the year when he had to, play in the biggest games of the season without really playing all year long. So I'm impressed with Gunnar Stockton. I love what he brings to the table. I hear what Feinbaum's saying, and I'm not buying any of that. I think he's going to be very successful in the upcoming season. Maybe it's because I just know the young man and what he's all about. I got to see him play some high school football here in the state of Georgia. Man, they've been playing high school football for, over 100 years, right? Yeah. And he... when you look at the numbers, and I've never been a stats guy, but when you do look at the numbers, his name's up there at the top. We're talking better than Jake Fromm, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson. This guy has always been successful, and I just don't believe he's going to stop being successful now. Look, he's got everything he needs to be successful. The offensive line looks like it's going to be one of the better groups around. They've invested in playmakers, so he's got a multitude of playmakers to get the ball to. I think the run game will be better. Looking forward to seeing more of Frazier in his second year on campus. And he's got a really good offensive coordinator and game planner in Mike Bobo. So I'm expecting big things out of Gunnar Stockton.
I love it. The legend, Buck Ballou, is with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. We got to get used to this. Chase and I do, Buck, from Nashville, because normally nobody comes by and talks about Vandy football players. You sit down and said, hey, what about Diego Pavia? What about Diego Pavia? You played quarterback in this league at a high level. What about that young man?
I just love the makeup, the leadership that he shows. And I tell you the thing I like most about Diego Pavia, sharp-dressed man yesterday, yeah. By the way, but clutch. When the team needs a play to be made, he makes it. And a good decision maker, he's not making mistakes, he's not putting the ball in harm's way. When it's third down and four, he's going to run for 5 yards and pick up the first down, keep the drive going. It's sort of a throwback to me where, when I was playing, there was such a big deal made of down and distance and situations and leadership and being tough and being a team guy. He's all those things that I would expect a quarterback to be.
Yeah, he came through yesterday. We use the word rock star, but everybody wanted to talk about him. Buck, it never happens about a Vanderbilt quarterback.
Yeah, and he's doing it very well.
Right.
He's a rock star. Obviously, that big win over Alabama a year ago, I think everybody stood up and paid attention to that.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking to Buck Ballou on the Chasing Big Joe show. I'm going to ask everybody who sits down about this love for Arch Manning, because he's done nothing, but yet we've already given him the Heisman Trophy Player of the Year. Where do you see all this, Buck? Because you know how tough it is to play quarterback in the league.
Yeah, look, I'm sold. I'm expecting a big year out of Arch. Small sample size we saw a year ago, but he flashed the skills that can make a guy special. A guy that can stand in the pocket, make all the throws. A guy that can get outside the pocket and hurt you with his legs.
Yep.
A team guy. And obviously well-coached and a good scheme. So I'm expecting big things out of Arch. I got a chance to spend some time with him here at the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl Arizona State, Texas matching up in the playoffs. And we came, our station here in Atlanta came down for the media day, and we were one of the few stations here. Next thing I know, I'm sitting down with Arch Manning. And we're talking about his grandfather, who made so much, meant so much to me in my career.
Yeah.
Getting to know Archie, one of my all-time favorite players growing up. So that that's all I need to know, what a team guy is and the skill set he's bringing to the table. Gosh, he's going to be tough to deal with this year.
We're talking with Buck Ballew, 680 The Fan, and also the quarterback of the 1980 champion Georgia Bulldogs. I know you probably get asked about that year so much, and Herschel and Coach Dooley, but I mean, are there things that come to mind when people bring that up that just right away?
We've got a big anniversary coming up
here
later this season, so looking forward to seeing all the guys. You know, you just have that special bond when you do something special, and so look forward to seeing all the ones that are going to be there coming up in a month or two. And it, you know, those were glorious times. It was a dream come true. I grew up in South Georgia, and I was a fan of all college football. Man, I loved seeing what at the time was the Pac-8 and watching them throwing the football around. And then I would settle in and watch that Big Ten football. Ohio State and Michigan would play in the freezing temperatures. And I remember thinking, look, if I ever play college football and play quarterback, that's one place I don't want to play. But you can't feel your hands or the football. And so I was a college football fan and just love being here in Atlanta where football just means more. I'm stealing that phrase from the SEC, but there's such a melting pot of ACC, SEC graduates, and then really from fans all over the country here in Atlanta that, you know, on our show, we talk college football every day year-round. There's not a day that goes by. We could be in, you know, the middle of winter in January or February, and there's something to talk about. So this job has really been sort of a dream come true, being able to talk college football every day of the week.
I love it. All right, you get asked about one play all the time. We know what play it is, but I'm going to ask you about another play. September of 1980, you hand the ball to Herschel. He goes over Bill Bates. Was that Herschel? Did you know then that was that Herschel's like, all right, we got something here, because Bill Bates was a devastating safety. You're in Knoxville Saturday night, and Herschel just plows right over him.
Yeah, and Herschel told me later when they were together at the Cowboys that at practice, Bates was trying to get that cheap shot in, trying to make up for that time he ran over him. Herschel, at halftime, he had had a couple of carries in the first half. I think one or two carries in the first half, and we're in the locker room, and I'm a great eavesdropper. It's one of my talents, and I saw our running back coach, Mike Cavan, who's Kirby's right-hand man now over at Georgia. Mike Cavan, as soon as we got into the locker room, whenever Coach Dooley was in the back of the locker room, and Mike Cavan talks to the offensive coordinator, George Hafner was his name, and said, we're down here at halftime. We got to get Herschel Walker in the game and get him the football. And Coach Dooley wasn't real big on playing freshmen, even – you know, Herschel, there was some hesitation to get him in there in that first half on the road. And so the offensive coordinator said, I'm not going over there to tell Coach Dooley this. And Mike Cavan didn't hesitate. He said, well, I will then. And he walked straight over to Coach Dooley and said, we've got to have Herschel starting in the second half, and we've got to get him the football. And there was a little hesitation, and Coach Dooley said, well, put him in there. Put him in there, and boy, he ran awesome in that second half. And I remember on the plane ride home back to Athens thinking, okay, we've got everything we need to make a run at the SEC and the national championship. I don't think we needed a plane to get us back to Athens. I think all of us realized, hey, that, and I knew that you know, during the off season, as I looked at the team coming into 1980, was we had moved to the I formation, and really the only thing that we were lacking, in my opinion, was a big-time running back that could handle 30 carries a game. And so when Herschel gave us that commitment and signed the dotted line as far as the scholarship goes, I was totally excited about the upcoming year. I knew we had a chance to do something really special.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. Buck, I know you're busy. Thanks so much for jumping on with us and going down memory lane, but also talking about today's football.
Yes, loving it. You guys keep up the great work.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Buck Ballew joining us here on the program live on Radio Row, presented by Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.